As we stand, let's pray. O Heavenly Father, as we journey through Lent, we pray that you will teach us through your written word. For we ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Please do be seated. Today is the fifth Sunday in Lent. If you decided to give up something or take up something, you have already been doing it for over 4 weeks, and there are still another 2 weeks to go. And it's a reminder that this season of Lent is a journey. We are on a journey towards Easter. We are on a journey towards resurrection. We want to be resurrection people. Today we read part of the Apostle Paul's letter to the Philippians. And in chapter 3, verse 10, he says, I want to know Christ and the power of his resurrection. I guess that many of us, I hope all of us, would want to echo Paul's words. A Christian is someone who wants to know Christ and to know the power of resurrection. We want to be resurrection people, full of new life. But this fifth Sunday in Lent is also known as Passion Sunday. These last 2 weeks of Lent are Passion Tide. The journey towards Easter is a journey through Christ's Passion. Between now and Easter Day, we have to pass through Good Friday. The journey towards resurrection takes us via the cross. When I read to you that verse from Philippians, I read only the first part. This is the whole of Philippians chapter 3, verse 10. I want to know Christ and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of sharing in his sufferings, becoming like him in his death. We are called to be resurrection people, but we are also called to be people of the cross. And the journey of Lent is like a miniature version of the journey of life. As Christians, we have the great hope that our life's journey is towards resurrection. We are heading towards a beautiful future. And in the big, big macro scale of God's plan, we are journeying towards an eternity in which a new heaven and a new earth are united rather than divided. An eternity in which God dwells with humanity. An eternity in which there is no death. No tears, no earthquakes, no hunger, no injustice, no war. This will be the fullness of resurrection life. And the last verse of our reading today, verse 14, says, I press on towards the goal to win the prize for which God has called me heavenwards in Christ Jesus. God is calling us heavenwards, and he wants everyone to be part of that eternity. But there is a snag. Resurrection life in the new heaven and the new earth is to be wonderful, perfect, and glorious. The problem is, I am not wonderful, perfect, and glorious. If God takes me into that eternity as I am, I'm going to spoil it for everyone else. If I turn up still carrying my selfishness, my greed, my unkind words, my desire to satisfy my own wants and cravings, I will ruin it for everyone else. It would be like walking muddy footprints across a pristine floor. I need to change, or to be changed. And I am in good company. Even Paul, the Paul we sometimes call Saint Paul, he knew that he was not yet finished. He says here in Philippians, "Not that I have already obtained all this, or have already been made perfect, but I press on." To take part in the resurrection, we need to be made perfect. And God has shown us what a perfect human life looks like. He's shown us Jesus. Jesus lived a perfect life. And so to be perfect is to be like Jesus. Now that does not mean that we all become identical clones. We are not all called to become Jewish men who are good at carpentry. God has made us different from one another. And there are many wonderful qualities in the diversity of human personalities, of human abilities, and human creativity. But there are qualities to Christ's character that are universal. We are all called to be loving, to be kind, to be patient, to be faithful, and so on. So this journey of life is also a journey towards Christ-likeness. And like Paul, we've not yet reached that goal, but also like Paul, we can press on towards it. So what might that journey look like? Is it all going to be easy, smooth paths, blue skies, and uninterrupted happiness? We'd like to think so. But let me remind you of the verse we started with. "I want to know Christ and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of sharing in his sufferings, becoming like him in his death." Becoming like him in his death. To be like Jesus is to be like him in his new life. To be like Jesus is to become like him in his death. And we cannot get to Easter Day without encountering Good Friday on the way. We cannot be resurrection people without encountering the cross. We cannot be like Christ in his resurrection without being like Christ in his death. So what does it mean for us to be like Christ in his sufferings and in his death? Well, when we look at what Jesus was like in his own sufferings and death, we see Jesus praying to God the Father. We see Jesus being willing to accept that suffering. We see Jesus speaking the truth. We see Jesus forgiving and not retaliating. Jesus never promised his followers an easy time. He never said that if we followed him, life would always be rosy and plain sailing. In fact, he told his first disciples that the world would hate them and persecute them. And he told us that we must be willing to take up our own cross. And of course, this is our experience. Human life on this earth is sometimes hard. It's hard for Christian followers of Jesus. It's hard for those who are not Christians. And when things get really, really hard, we can find ourselves crying out to God, just as Jesus did in the Garden of Gethsemane. And sometimes we cry, Why? You might have been through times of suffering in the past. You may be going through a time of suffering right now. And it may be that you have had no answer to your question, why? Our good and just God does not create suffering. But it does seem as though he sometimes allows us to go through it. And very often, when this world causes us to suffer, God doesn't wave a magic wand to make it all go away. Instead, he goes with us on the journey. We are on the journey of life. This is a journey that has a goal. It is a journey towards the goal of Christ-likeness. It is a journey towards the goal of heaven, a heavenward journey. Now that might sound like two different goals, but it is one, for that Christ-likeness and heaven go together. In a couple of weeks' time, I can pretty much guarantee that there will be more people in church on Easter Day than there will be on Good Friday. Lots of people want to know Christ and the power of his resurrection. Fewer people are willing to share in his sufferings and becoming like him in his death. But if we really want the fullness of being in Christ and Christ's life in us, we have to embrace the resurrection, but also to embrace Christ on the cross in his death.